Hey, this is Russell Peters. You're going to be listening to me on the Lachey Show. Did you know that? Because and Lachey's giggling in the back, if you can hear her, which means it's a good episode. Depends on when they watch it.
It's more like good night at this point.
Well, you know, it's far where we are in the secret location.
Welcome to Lachey Show, everybody. I know usually when I have special guests in the building, I say I have a special guest in the orange basement today.
But when she means special today, she means like short bus special.
Oh, honey, when I mean special today.
It's all short bus related.
I just want to say that I am truly honored because this guy is a very funny dude. He's actually my very first comedian.
I'll be gentle.
One of my favorites.
Keep talking.
Keep going. I think that you are an exceptional person.
Oof.
You're kind.
Oof.
Super generous.
Oof.
And mostly, for the most part, fun to be around.
Wait a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Just described a priest.
Ladies and gentlemen, hip hop's favorite comedian, Russell Peters.
And when they say hip hop, they mean real hip hop.
Welcome, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me, young Lachey.
Well, thanks for being here, because I know that your schedule is outrageous.
Yes. I asked to be on this, just for the record.
Oh, stop.
I did.
Come on. You're making me.
I did. I asked your husband. I said, hey, when am I going to do Lachey? So he goes, you serious? You want to do it? I go, yeah.
That's a super, like, big deal for me.
Well,
thank
you.
Know, you.
It was really an excuse to come to your house.
You know what? Good night.
I,
so now that you see that we don't live in a shithole, how
yeah,
do you
it's
feel?
Nice.
How do you
I
feel?
Walked up. I go, AV, which is their house? He goes, that one. And I go,
oh, that.
Oh, damn.
You said, oh, that?
I go, no. I said, oh, damn. I was expecting, you know, something different. Like,
What?
Well, I was expecting, like, the Red Man house from Cribs. I mean, you guys are from Brooklyn, so you might not know any better.
Okay. Well, just for the record, we have no roaches.
No.
Okay. We're bug free.
Allegedly.
We, you know,
you have an Indian guy in your house now. There's a chance that I leave.
We keep it basic, you know. This is very humble. How are you, sir?
I'm grand. How are you?
I am amazing.
Yes, you are. And happy birthday for January.
All right, here you go.
I'm just saying.
Matter of fact, you got a birthday coming up.
I do, next month.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I'll be turning 48.
It's a pretty big deal.
It's a decent deal. Yeah. I'll wait till 50, and then I'm gonna have one of those Master Ace.
Why
parties.
Wait?
Just to see if I make it to 50.
You will. But anyway, you traveling a lot. How you feeling? I know you just flew in. Where are you flying from?
I literally flew in. I flew in from LA this morning, so I didn't sleep last night.
Okay, that's okay.
But I slept on the flight. I slept the entire way.
Did they wake you up?
No, I heard the announcement, and then I, in my sleep with my eyes closed, I straightened up my seat. I literally went, and I straightened up, and I just stayed asleep.
Are you, with all of the traveling that you're doing, are you staying fit? Are you?
I am.
Taking...
I've dropped 16 pounds.
Okay. So yeah. You working out?
Yeah. I got circumcised, so it...
All right. Good night.
I'm just kidding. Lost easily.
How are you eating? You eating right?
I try to. It's difficult.
Fried foods?
No, I don't know. I got acid reflux, so I can't do the fried foods.
Okay. What'd you eat for breakfast today?
I had a omelet with onions, mushrooms, and cheese.
Oh.
Trying a little bit of a keto thing, but I still had a nibbled on the french fries that were there.
Oh, okay.
So I ruined the whole keto part at that
you're
point.
You a coffee or tea person?
Coffee, black.
Oh.
Yeah. I figure why not?
Okay. You like black, huh?
And coffee.
Something ain't right, I swear to God.
You got a little too much cream in your coffee, you know what I'm saying, Lachey?
Oh, brother. Before we get into the nuts and bolts.
Leave my nuts out of this.
Shut up. I want to know pretty much how it all started for Russell. Let's start off with, tell me about young Russell. That's what I want to know about.
Which version of young Russell?
The kid, the innocent.
So give me the age frame, time frame.
Let's say 10.
10-year-old Russell was
Russell. Wait, before we get into 10-year-old Russell, tell me, where were you born?
I was born in Toronto.
Okay.
And then at around 4, my parents moved to Brampton, which is like 20 minutes outside of Toronto.
Okay.
And
born and raised in Toronto.
Born and raised in Toronto. Born in Toronto, and then at 4, we moved to Brampton. So in 1974, we moved to Brampton.
Okay.
And then Brampton was like a working class neighborhood. And back then it was like white, very white. And then there were some black families.
Right.
And
so you're a big deal coming from Canada, right? It's like, who do we know famous from Canada besides Drake?
Drake, Bieber, Weeknd.
Marco Polo.
Marco Polo.
Right.
And his brother with the crutches, Marco Polo. He's the lesser known of the two.
Okay, back to the kid Russell. Go.
We got AV started. We got AV started, guys.
Why do you get him started?
Because it's an amazing laugh.
Go. Kid Russell.
So, kid Russell, let's see. So,
were you shy? Were you.
I was outgoing, and I'm very. I was always kind of oblivious to like people being mean because I didn't have any meanness in me. I didn't have a mean streak that a lot of these other humans had. Mm-hmm. So when people were being mean to me, I was confused by it. I was like, I don't understand.
Why would anybody be mean to you?
I dealt with a lot of racism, bullying growing up.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Especially when I moved out of Toronto and moved to that suburb.
Give me an example.
Oh, it was constant. From the age of 4 to the age of 15.
Like what? Getting your ass kicked?
Get your ass kicked, spit on. Spit on by adults. As a kid, I got sprayed with a hose when I was 5. I was driving past this white man's house and he was watering his lawn and I'm riding my bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, hi. Mm-hmm. Sprayed me with his hose and said, get the fuck out of here, Packy. And I was like, wow. I don't know. And I didn't understand it as a kid.
Everyone, he's still breathing?
I hope not. Mm-hmm. But I did get revenge on him when I was about 15.
What'd you do?
I was walking. He lived at the end corner unit in this townhouse complex I used to live in. And all my friends lived in the buildings behind us, mm-hmm. in project-type buildings. Mm-hmm. So I was leaving my friend's place. We'd already moved out of that community maybe around 3 years before that. But I still had to walk through that community to get to my house now. And then, so we were walking, and I was walking, and I saw the man sitting in his living room.
Mm-hmm.
He had a big-ass window.
How do you see him sitting in his living room?
Because the way it was a townhouse complex. So okay, you walk in, the backyards are right there. So I could see, I saw him sitting with his legs up on his coffee table watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, there's that motherfucker right there. And I remembered it clearly like it was yesterday. And I picked up this big ass brick, like one of those cement blocks, and I threw it through his window.
Oh my God.
And then I just bolted.
Oh,
but I
you.
Felt good about that. Oh. I still feel good about it to this day. And that was 30 years ago.
Oh, good for you.
33 years ago.
33.
God damn.
You have any siblings?
I have an older brother who manages me.
Just one?
Just one kid, my brother.
And so I assume that you have a pretty decent relationship with him?
Yeah, I mean, we're brothers.
That doesn't mean anything.
I know, but when it's just you and your brother and you're the only two, I mean, what else are you going to do? I don't understand when families don't get along, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm in a family where sometimes things don't get along. And I mean, I have a brother. I have two brothers.
So you have choices. I have no choice. I got one brother and my mother. That's it.
Were you like the class clown when you were in school?
No, the class clown's the loud asshole in the class.
You weren't?
No, I was the more quiet one, but I was more like making fun of the class clown to the person beside me.
What? When
I was more of the, look at this fucking idiot.
You were more of that?
Yeah. I would say things like counterpunch wise, like, you know, he would say something like that. The class clown was the loud popular guy.
Right.
I was not the loud popular guy.
Okay.
I was the more loud, unpopular guy.
But you fixed that.
I fixed that. Not really. I mean, you know, it all life really parallels it the whole way, I feel.
What kind of student were you?
Horrible.
Really?
Horrible student. I hated being taught things that I knew I was never going to use. And I always questioned authority. I question everything.
Well, okay, I guess that could be bad when you question authority, but questions don't hurt.
I know. And so, you know, I've always questioned any, like, you give me anything and I want to question it because I'm like, this doesn't make sense. If you give me something that I believe doesn't make sense, and I need answers to why that should make sense to
right.
me. Like, so, when my parents would take me to church when I was a kid, I was like, I'd be there and I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. How was she a virgin? That doesn't make any sense. It's true.
I mean, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? I'm like, it doesn't add up. Something doesn't add up here. And I remember as a kid going to church, I'm like, this is very morbid. I don't understand why we have to look at a dead guy all the time.
I get it. You know I get it.
Even as a kid, I was like, this doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand. This bread tastes great, but that's about it.
And the wine?
No, I couldn't do the wine. I was too young. Right?
Oh, all right.
No blood for me.
Where's your parents from?
India.
What part?
Downtown India. I'm just kidding. Mom is from Calcutta, dad's from Bombay.
Okay. And do you know, like, what age were they when they came to Canada?
Mm-hmm. They had been married. Let's see. So my dad was 16 years older than my mom. Mm. Thug life.
Wow.
And so my dad was 38. And whatever the math is on that, my mom was 22.
Mm-hmm. Young wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she got pregnant right away. Mm-hmm. His dad was all in it. My dad's Indian name was Balls Deep. Just
That's
kidding.
So bad. This is so bad.
Has your show ever been this raunchy before?
So terrible.
You're welcome. You married a rapper. What do you want from me? I know you married one rapper that doesn't really cuss.
You're right. What did your parents do for a living?
My dad worked in a chicken plant. He was a meat inspector.
So you never had to buy a chicken?
We still had to buy it. We got a discount.
Okay.
And, you know, he would just come home with bags of gizzards because they would give them to him for free.
Did they fry them and smother them?
My mom would curry them, and they tasted bomb.
Really?
Yeah.
And what'd your mom do?
My mom worked in Kmart.
Really?
Yeah. In the cafeteria.
There's no cafeteria.
Do you remember
Kmart?
Back in the day there was?
Really?
In the 80s? Remember Kmart had that cafeteria in the
no,
back?
No, no.
Then they replaced them with Little Caesars
again?
And stuff. No. You don't remember them? Like when you went into Kmart, we walked right to the back. There was like a cafeteria section.
Well, that must have been a Canadian thing.
Might have been. No, I saw them in the States, too.
You know.
They just serve hot dogs and hamburgers and shit. It's like a snack bar, really.
Oh, kind of like Costco, maybe.
Yeah, or basically. Stages, but a little bit, you know, serving trays and stuff. But, you know. They would help you.
Oh, so you lived a pretty modest...
Very blue collar.
Mm. Is that considered middle class?
No. It's considered below middle class.
Below?
Yeah. Mm. Because middle class, you lived somewhat comfortably.
Right. You struggled.
We struggled. I mean, I didn't do without.
Right.
But if I wanted something, I had to get it myself.
Right. How do you feel about chicken today?
I have a lot of black friends.
I said chicken.
And I said black friends.
Oh, my God.
I thought we were doing word association. You're a beautiful person.
Shut up. Listen, clearly you were destined to make people laugh, and you've been doing this for...
29 years.
Damn. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Just a sidebar. Has nothing to do with nothing. Dave Chappelle or Kevin Hart?
Chappelle.
Why'd you go look away? Like
well,
it's
no. If you want to go work ethic, you go Kevin.
But I'm just talking about a matter of funny.
I mean, they're both very funny guys. There's no doubt about it. But
you have
Dave has that thing about him where he's able to. See, Dave's also in a very good position where he can say whatever he wants.
Why? Because his wife is Asian?
No, not in that regard. I mean, he can say literally whatever he wants, and people will treat it like it's the most genius thing ever said.
Tell me why.
When you're viewed in a certain light, that's just how it is. I mean, he is a genius on many levels, but
can you say anything you want?
No, it's funny because I have this theory about the comedy game. And it's not that they don't like what I do. They just don't like that it's me doing it. I don't know. It's the same in the rap game. There's plenty of guys that are crazy, far more talented than any of these guys making millions of dollars.
Right.
But they're not getting the shine because there's something about them they didn't like. They don't like the way they look or the way they sound or the way whatever it is.
But it's not a...
And they didn't create them, you know what I mean? So it's the same in the comedy game. I've had it happen. I'm not going to name names, but I said...
Why not?
Because it sounds like I'm taking a shot at them, but I'm really not. But I'll give an example. I did a joke. Not a joke. It was just a part of my act. I was, you know, when my daughter was born.
Okay.
About how my daughter was... you know, when they say you first meet your child, you fall in love. And I was like, I didn't fall in love right away.
Okay.
I was like, I don't know this bitch. You know what I mean? Like, she might be like her mother. You know what I mean? So, but then obviously you grow to love your child. But then one of the comics who is like one of the it people in the game right now.
Okay.
He made a very similar joke.
Okay.
He's like, oh, when my daughter was born, they say you fall in love. He goes, I must be dead inside. And they're like, oh, he's a genius. And I'm like, that's very similar to what I said. And that's not saying he took, but like
he had
the same feeling I had, which is a feeling. It's not a written rule that you can't have the same feelings. But when he said it, they're like, oh my God, what a genius. I'm like, but I said that, right, you know, before. You know what I mean? Okay. So it's like, it's about who they choose to take the information from.
Mm-hmm. Who would you say would be your three favorite comedians?
Of all time?
Of all time.
Carlin, Eddie, and... probably Don Rickles.
Rickles, that's hard.
Love Rickles.
Really?
Yeah, you watch my act. It's very Rickles-esque.
You think?
With the way he makes fun of people.
I don't know. I guess.
maybe not.
You had mentioned that you really wasn't so swell in school. Being that you've been doing this for so long, were you able to finish high school?
Yeah, but here's what happened. I got kicked out of regular high school after 10th grade.
Why was that?
Because I was a bad... So here's what happened.
You're not bad.
No. Not bad, but here's the thing. Grade 9 and 10.
Okay.
I got bullied excessively because I was a really small kid.
Okay.
I was 4'11" and I weighed 75 pounds.
Oh.
And I was a break dancer, so I had this stupid Karate Kid bandana on all the time that hung down and had a... Just make as much noise as you can there, Mr. Clear. And I just wanted to break dance,
right,
and listen to hip hop. That's all I wanted to do. And there was obviously better breakers than me in the school and stuff, but I just thought we had this camaraderie because we were b-boys, but these guys were just doing it because it was the in thing to do, and I was like in love with the culture.
Right.
So, and because I was little and I was brown and it was the early 80s, I was not any part of what you wanted to be in Canada at that point.
So why did you get kicked out?
So I got bullied so much that I ended up skipping school all the time because I was just like, I'm not going to go and get fucking punched in the face.
Right, right.
I got thrown into a garbage can by a bunch of dudes, went to head first.
Where was your brother?
He's 6 years older. He was well out of school by then.
Oh. You couldn't make a phone call?
No, but then I made friends with like a lot of these big dudes. And then, you know, there's one guy, Andrew Jones, this big dude I know. I'm pretty sure you could tell Andrew's a big, giant black man. And still friends to this day. But this big white boy beat the shit out of me one day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had steel toe boots on, kicked me in the chest. And I was little. He was a really big dude.
Mm-hmm.
And spit on me and all kinds of stuff. And, like, you know, and I was like, I didn't fight back because at the time I didn't know how to fight.
But eventually, you did graduate.
Well, so then I got kicked out of that school because at the end of 10th grade, you're supposed to have 16 credits.
Okay.
And I had 7.
You really wasn't going.
Yeah. So then they sent me to the other school down the road, which was a trade school.
You hear that? You see the air quotes?
The air quotes were trade school because that's where they said the only way you're going to graduate is if you go there because it's a, you can figure out what you're going to do for the rest of your life.
Okay.
So I took chef training for the next 2 years.
Oh.
And they gave me all the credits I was missing so that I could graduate on time.
Okay. So do you cook?
No. That was, you know, we're talking, I graduated in 1988. This is 30 years ago.
You could have learned something.
Subsequently, I bought a microwave in the 90s.
It's a damn shame.
I cooked the hell out of some
when
microwave.
When you was a kid, what did you want to be?
I wanted to be, I started boxing at 15. Mm-hmm. And then when I learned how to fight, I stopped getting bullied.
Okay.
Because I would just start knocking people out after. Mm-hmm. I really didn't know how easy it was to knock people out. Until I started boxing. And I was like, really? It's just... Because I was just getting beat up, but I wasn't getting knocked out. Like, they were punching me in the head or kicking me in the stomach or whatever. It would just be painful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, I could just put you to sleep with this one punch. Oh, bam. I was just everybody. Just getting to fight.
So now you're a bully.
I became a bully to a certain degree. I wouldn't bully people that were smaller than me. I would only bully people that would bark at me.
Mm.
Like the minute you talked to me like you thought I was a punk, I was like,
oh really?
I think you miss it. I think you misjudged the situation. And I let him have it from there.
Well, when you were in school, is that when you fell in love with hip hop?
I think 84 is when I fell in love with hip hop. Like when I realized what it was, that it was something that I wanted to be a part of.
Who was your favorite artist back then? Like who did you look up to?
84. I was really into Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Mm-hmm. Till I met Grandmaster Flash and found out what a fucking dick he was. I'm not afraid to say it, actually, because he is. And Melly Mel is now basically like a family member to me, so that's great. That Houdini album, Escape, was on classic. Full rotation mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. Run DMC's first album all the time. Even the Rock Box 12-inch where they took the electric guitar and they just had the bass line in it. I used to play the hell out of that.
Wow.
Remember that? Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. It was so dope.
It was.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that you actually DJ.
Yeah, and I've been DJing since 85 as well. Mm. And I think that was my tipping point for me because then I became necessary.
Mm.
Because people wanted to hear this music too and I had the records.
Right, right, right.
And I would go out of my way, and I was like,
I'm
all
proud to say that you DJ'd my 40th birthday party.
I did DJ at your party. So did AV, I believe, DJ AV.
And DJ AV.
And Spin Bad played as well.
I don't remember that part.
I think Starting From Scratch also played.
I'm sorry. I just,
we had a great party for you.
That was amazing.
Yeah, your 40th, which is in 10 years, I believe. You're going to have that 40th birthday party. See what
very
I did there,
kind.
Guys.
You're very He's so But anyway, that was definitely a party to remember.
That was really good. That was at the Prudential Center.
Yeah, that was a big deal. Baby Daddy did his thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was well executed. He hit us all up, and he was so nervous. And
that was really nice that you did that. I'll never forget that. Just overall, that falls back into your generosity again.
It was your husband.
But I'm just saying. This is just a small thing that I just want to share, and I know that you're going to try to be all...
I'm going to deflect, of course. Yes.
But I just want to say that, you know, it was a time when we were in L.A., and, you know, we needed a place to crash.
Mm-hmm. And I offered you my couch.
And you offered us more than your couch to your, what you might call is your humble abode, but... To me and my husband, and especially Milan, mm-hmm. the shit was like a fucking resort. You know what I'm saying?
That was
and
Studio City House.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was an incredible. Nice, it was an incredible stay, and I don't know if I've ever got an opportunity to.
You
to
did text me or call me, I believe. That.
Say thank you. Well, not. It's not as good as it is in person. But I just wanted to say thank you for
well,
that.
Well, it's for my house. It's any time.
Because you know, listen, you're a blessed dude. And when you bless other people, you're going to constantly be blessed in return.
You know, I look at it as not everybody's going to get a chance to live this life that I'm living or experience it on any level. Mm-hmm. And I never thought I'd be living this life. So for me, it's not like, look at what I have. It's more like, you got to try this out. It's so
but
much
nobody
fun.
Does this, is what I'm saying.
It's so weird that
no,
people
no, no,
don't
nobody
do that.
Does this. What I'm trying to say to you is that we have friends that we've known for 20, 25 years and no one has... would extend a fraction of what you've extended. And so, with that being said, you don't gotta say nothing.
I know.
All I'm just saying to you is it's appreciated. And I just wanted to just
it's
say
all,
that to you,
you know, it's why you gotta share it. What's the point? What's the point of being on top of the mountain by yourself?
What's the point?
There's no point being standing on top of the mountain
by
yourself.
I know, but you have family.
But I want to bring everybody up so you can see the view that I'm seeing.
That's
you know?
A beautiful thing. And yeah. And forever you'll be blessed for that.
And I also feel like it might motivate somebody else to want to get there.
Mm.
And I don't know who it's going to be, but somebody. It's going to put a little fire in somebody's ass somewhere.
This don't got nothing to do with nothing. Nicki or Cardi B?
Neither. I love fuck out of here. I love hip hop. What's that shit?
It got to be somebody you feeling right now.
No.
Come on, y'all.
Are you kidding me?
Nobody?
No.
Who you don't like no trap?
No.
You don't like nothing like popping, nothing on the radio?
No. Let me tell you about the radio.
All right, go.
I've never liked the radio. You know when I liked the radio? In the 80s when you had Mr. Magic and you had Red Alert and you had Chuck Chella and all those guys.
Right.
And they would play late at night. and all the college radio stations, all those Stretch and Bobbitos and all that, and the wake up shows and all that stuff, where you would hear stuff that the radio didn't want to play or was afraid to play.
No.
You remember going? Nothing. Do you remember? I remember I used to go to clubs in the 80s and 90s because that's where you would hear new music.
Right.
Because I didn't trust with the radio. The radio to me is like the government saying, here's your food, eat this. And you're like, I don't want to eat that. Well, this is all you're getting. Everybody else is eating it and they like it. I'm like, well, everybody else is an idiot, the sheep. And I'm like, I want something that
authentic.
I want to feel something in it. I want to feel their soul when they make this music.
What about a J. Cole or a Kendrick?
I appreciate J. Cole.
But no.
Kendrick? I would take J. Cole over Kendrick any day.
Okay.
Kendrick, I don't get at all.
Really?
No.
You know what's so funny? Because JF said the same thing. He doesn't. Who? He doesn't get it. My co-host. He doesn't get him at all.
I don't get it. I think J. Cole. I think Kendrick is the best of the worst.
Mm. I hear you. That's fair.
But I think Drake is way better than him.
Is that a Canadian thing?
No, I really do. You know, I'm not. Drake and I are friends, first of all. However.
Look, however.
However.
A little biased, maybe?
No, because I want to hate. I'm a natural born hater.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I can listen to Drake and go, wow, this kid's really fucking doing it.
No, because
time.
He's good.
He's good, and he can spit. Right. People don't. I think people underestimate how well Drake can spit.
Right.
Like you can put Drake will freestyle if he has to, and he can do it, no problem.
Right.
Drake is. I said this once before, but Drake is the modern day LL.
Okay. Because that might be a fair.
Because guys want to hate him, but they can't.
Yeah,
and girls
undeniable.
Love him, mm-hmm. and guys want to. MC rappers want to take shots at him, and he fires back and kills them.
You're right. When you were in your element, did you rhyme?
No, not even a little bit.
That's kind of surprising me, though. You know why?
No, I you know what? Even because when it comes to listening to hip hop records, I can't even remember half the lyrics. I'm all because my DJ brain listens for the beat.
So you think that you did because how you freestyle in your comedy, like. That's
You know, I appreciate freestyle. That's why. Like, I would rather listen to somebody freestyle than listen to one of their songs.
That's to me, in my opinion, that's my favorite part of your show. Not like taking nothing away from you.
No. It's my favorite part, too, because I don't know what's going to happen.
Dope. Yeah, because it's like no one sees it coming, and it's super, super creative. That's,
yeah.
I think that's kind of what makes you stand a little bit different from everybody else.
It's one of the things. I like to be challenged on stage. Otherwise, I'm just up there riding on tracks. If you're riding on tracks, you know you're going to get off and you're going to end. So you want to just deviate from that a little bit and see if you can get back on track. But you know, one of my favorite freestyles is Master Ace rhyming with food in his mouth.
When was this?
It was on a. It was at a long time ago. So he's unnecessarily humble. It's actually annoying.
You think? Yeah. What about you?
yeah, but at least I'm sarcastic.
Okay.
But what was that record? It was a Mr. C record?
Oh, I think that. What was the name of that?
It was you, Paula Perry, and Rampage? No.
Rampage?
It wasn't the last Boy Scout. It was you, Paula. It was the third guy.
Yeah, it was. Anyway.
You're not saying his name?
No, we refused to.
Okay.
I can't stand AV so bad. Do you write all of your material?
I don't physically write it down, but I do write. Everything I say is me.
It comes from you.
It comes from me.
You don't get help is what I'm asking.
No, I get help from a friend of mine who watches my. So what I do is I go on the road when I have no act, and I'll go play clubs for like weeks and weeks, months on end. And then I'll just freestyle until I get bits that I can continuously do.
Okay.
And then when I get that.
Do you make it like a story?
Well, no, here's what I do. So I just get like a bunch of pieces. And then I put it in a bowl.
Okay.
And then I do it the way I think it's going to be done. And then I have a friend named Ruben Paul, who's a comic. And
is he known?
Not so much, but he's a good dude.
Okay.
And I get him to come and watch me, and he'll take notes. And then he'll goes, here's all the bits you did. Now here's the order they should go in.
Oh, that's dope.
So he makes it make sense from beginning to end. Mm. Whereas I would have just, like, this joke that I ended with might have been in the middle at some point. And he goes, no, that should be your closer.
Mm.
And this should be here. And this all links together so it all flows better.
So this is someone clearly you highly respect.
Yes.
Mm,
I mean, he's no Joey Medina, who happens to be here behind me.
But anyway, you know, a lot of us...
Let me just rephrase that. When I say happens to be here behind me, I don't mean...
You know, you could have left it alone.
I know, but just in case. Somebody's listening, did he just say? I was, yeah, by accident.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of people that... some of our favorite comedians that don't write. And, you know, I don't know how you feel about it as... a comedian, but it's how important is it?
Comedian is in quotes.
I mean, because I'm just saying, like, how important is it to?
I mean, to me, it's self-expression. So you should be expressing what you feel.
Well, there's a lot of people that rhyme that don't write either, and we just accepted it. You know what I'm saying?
It depends on what they're rhyming about, right?
Does it really matter?
I don't know, because I'm not a rapper. But I want to hear when I watch a comic, I want to hear their thoughts.
Right.
I mean, I could see how somebody would get help, like somebody. You know, when you're a big enough name, people kind of figure out your rhythm and how you think to a certain degree. And some people think laterally to you, and their jokes are never going to make it. So they go, hey, man, I got this bit that I think will fit you really well.
Right.
And then, you know, you pass it over to them.
And that's okay.
I mean, Joey's handed me a joke before, which is really, it's one of his jokes, and I thought it was hilarious. And then I passed it back. I used it a couple times, but I passed it back because I'm like, I feel dirty using it.
You?
Yeah, I couldn't. But it's a really funny joke. He said, out of all the Chinese people in the world, the Koreans are my favorite. And I love that joke, but I felt dirty doing it because I felt like this isn't my thought. I mean, it's funny as hell, but it's not my joke. I can't do it.
I'm glad you won't continue with that joke.
It's a hilarious joke.
Oh, my God. In addition to the freestyle, I also wanted to take a mention to how you bring race and culture into your comedy, which
sure do.
I really enjoy a lot because, you know, people are super, super
sensitive, hypersensitive nowadays. And people are hypersensitive about every word that comes
right.
out of your mouth nowadays.
That's right. And they're stereotypical. And you, what you do to me is you say everything that we're thinking.
Yes.
Kind of like Lashay Show.
Yeah.
Well, you just say it.
The
and you don't
goal
give it
is to make you, to make the people in the audience understand that these thoughts that they have are perfectly normal.
Right.
And not racist.
Right.
These are just questions you have in your head. And for some reason nowadays.
We all have a little bit of racist in us, though.
I think we all do. It's
by default.
Not racism, it's more prejudice. Like we prejudge a lot of things based on what we think we know about people.
Fair.
And that's not wrong. It's just in human nature.
Right.
You know, you may look at pit bulls and go, they're going to attack you. And then you meet this pit bull and it's sweet as hell.
That's true.
And you go, you know, maybe I was wrong.
That's cool. Good analogy.
So that's everybody. I mean, it's human nature. My dad, all my friends growing up are black. My dad called them Negroes till the day he died.
Right.
Because he was born in 1925.
I don't think that's racist.
No, but my dad would get pleasure.
Plus, he didn't call us niggers.
No. He never did that. But he got pleasure out of saying it. Because he would extend it.
Did he use a hard N?
No. He'd be like this. Russell, these Negroes are here to see. He would always emphasize the me. He would always. And then I dated this girl. She was black and Chinese.
She was a Negro?
She was black and Chinese.
Oh.
Jamaican. Really beautiful.
Okay.
And my dad used to call her the Chigro.
So Russell, your father was a bit of a comedian.
The Chigro
well,
is on the phone. Or he used to call her the Blink, which was even worse. I swear, that's what he did.
It's terrible.
Russell, the Blink is on the phone. Like in this day and age, you imagine the backlash she would get if he was... I think my dad checked out because of that.
Please look. Your father is no longer with us,
right?
No,
he's been 14 years now, but I think he checked out knowing the direction the world was going. He was like, I'm not sticking around with this. I got too much in me.
Boy. How did he pass, Russell?
Cancer.
I'm sorry. Rest in peace to your dad.
I saw somebody with a fuck cancer t-shirt and it bothered me.
Why?
Because do you think cancer knows? Like you're telling it, oh, fuck you, cancer. Well, it doesn't really matter. He's still going to fucking kill you.
They're just being expressive.
I know, but it sucks. There's better ways. Why don't we find a cure for this bullshit?
How do we do that?
I don't know. Eat like you guys, because you guys eat all organic
that
and healthy and stuff.
That would be him.
No,
not there
you're a
yet.
Normal human like us.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
He's an elitist.
Elitist. A lot of people don't know which is a fun fact for everyone, that you are the very first comic to do a Netflix special.
I am. I opened that door.
And that's a pretty big deal.
It was a good deal. Back in 2013, I was the
first.
Was
it a good deal?
No, not seeing what they gave Dave and Chris and Seinfeld and Amy Schumer and everyone else that they gave.
They gave Amy Schumer $12 million.
Yeah.
Do you think it was deserving?
No.
I don't think she's funny.
I think it's not that I don't think it's deserving. I mean, if you're Amy Schumer and someone goes, you want $12 million, you go, yeah.
Right.
Right? But, right. So it's not Amy's fault.
No, I'm not saying.
Ultimately,
no.
but it's them for riding the dick on everybody that they think is, you know, popular at the
time.
Would
you consider doing another one?
I don't think I'm working with them much anymore.
Why?
I haven't heard from them in a long time.
They don't
care. They moved on. I think that's what happened. I think they moved
Why
on.
Why do you think that? If you never
because
even...
Because I know things about the game.
Oh, you know things?
I know things.
All right, so...
I hear things.
They gave Tiffany Haddish $800,000.
That's it? No fucking way. They had to have given Tiffany more money than that. For her special?
Yeah.
No.
You know things. How do you not know this?
I don't know. I thought they gave her a multi-million dollar deal.
Why do you think that?
Because everybody's on Tiffany's dick.
Well, everybody's on your dick. So why?
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
The industry's not on my dick. The industry's on Tiffany's dick. But Tiffany's an awesome human being. And they want to do multiple things with her. So there's no way they gave her $800,000.
You don't think?
There's no fucking way.
Okay, so do you?
There's no way her management accepted $800,000. I would say $8 million minimum. I think you're missing
so.
A zero somewhere.
I don't think so. But you know what you do? You don't think so. You find out and you... Can you let me
know?
I'm
going to try and find out now. There's no way. There's no way she would have got $800.
Okay, so you know they offered Monique $500,000.
Yes.
Do you think that was deserving?
I think that's fair.
Interesting.
And that's not a slight to Monique, but it's a question of, well, did you any of your past specials do any great things? Did they have any quotables out of them? Does anybody go, man, well, your last special, when you did that bit about, if you can give me one quote, then I'll be like, okay, well, you know, there's something there.
She doesn't sell out arenas.
No.
Does Tiffany Haddish?
Not yet, but you got to look at it, potential versus. And I think that's the same position I'm in right now. They don't look at, but the problem is I'm still doing them, so it's kind of funny to me. I sit there and I do this and I go, wow. They're really fucking walking right by me like I don't exist anymore.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm in it. I'm watching it happen.
But, I mean, like, I don't really know how it works, but don't somebody from your camp reach out to them and say,
yeah,
we want to do a special and what you offering?
Yeah.
Okay, so why?
We never got a call back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't say that part.
Well, you know, that's what I mean when I say, you know, that's what I say. I know things. Yeah, we never got a call back.
The motherfuckers.
I know. And I was like, wow, okay.
They don't know who they messing with.
I'm like, all right, cool. That's good.
All right, then. Screw them.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, I'd rather give it away for free than do anything with anybody like that now.
That's very interesting, though. Especially being that you started the shit.
Yeah, I know.
He said, I know.
I know, I did. I'm like, you know.
How you feel about Roseanne, ignorant ass?
Well, it's funny you should say. Roseanne and I are actually really good friends. And so
really good friends?
Yeah, like I know her very well.
Like you ate at her house?
She's eating at mine. She lives in Hawaii, so I've never eaten at hers. But,
all right, go.
So here's the thing with Roseanne. I texted her when that whole thing happened.
What'd you say?
I said, Rosie, what the fuck?
Okay.
And she said, I know, I fucked myself. And she goes, you know me. And I go, Rosie, here's what you got to understand. On Twitter, they can't read it in your tone. People read it how they want it to sound to them.
Excuse me. Can you call on me?
Mm-hmm. Please.
It didn't matter, the tone.
It matters because it's one of those things where you say something like in a snap kind of way, like, oh, look at AV with his fucking banana ass looking shoes. And then somebody will go, did you just call a black man with bananas? Isn't that a gorilla reference? Like, they could just break it down to however they want it to break down.
I don't know, Russell.
But here's the thing. So, listen, I know her. So it's one of those things where you're like, you just say some shit like, look at this bitch, thinks she's blonde. You know what I mean? Like, well, dude, what do you mean? Like, just whatever it is. But I know her. And, like, her There's
Russell,
black people.
You are
in her-
the king of knowing what the fuck some racist shit is.
No, I would tell you. I would tell you honestly, if I thought there was any racism in her, I would tell you that I think that. But I know her so well that I'm like, I don't, I can't accept. She also, she likes to do things to fuck with people. So, as here's, let me give an example. This is before this even happened. As and Rosie and I are good friends. I saw she was on one of my flights recently before all this happened. And we're so happy to see each other. And I'm like, I go, Rosie, what the fuck is with your Twitter feed? And she goes, I know, isn't it funny? I go, no, it's fucking. I go, I know you, and I read all your stuff. And I go, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch? Right. And she goes, I like fucking with people. And I go, yeah, but I know you, and I think you're an asshole, right? When I read this, and she goes, I know, it's so much fun. Like, she doesn't get that people.
Don't fuck with her no more?
No, this is before this happened. Oh. This is like maybe a month or two before this happened. I was trying to explain to her, like, people don't get that you're trying to fuck with them because it comes across really, really aggressively. Racist. And abrasively.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Like I know her so well. Like, I just... It's,
so basically, in your book, she's forgiven.
She's forgiven because I think I know what her intent... For me, it's about intent. What's your intention when you say these words? Do you know what I mean?
I hear you.
But like if you sat down with her, I'm telling you, and her would be friends.
I remember you did the show with her.
MSG.
Right, and you let her open up for you. And you also did a show with her on
Last
NBC.
Comic Standing. Yeah. Me, her, and Keenan.
Yeah, that
and
was
JB.
Cool. I like that. That was cool. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. She just kind of put a bad taste in my mouth.
I know. I get it. No, I understand. Here's the thing. If you don't know the person, I can understand. I can definitely understand why people took offense to it.
Because it was racist, Russell.
See.
I know. We're going to go back and forth.
I know.
Day. So, all right.
No. Here's the thing. I will defend it because I know it's.
Russell's banging the table and you're not saying nothing. Because it's Russell.
The intent wasn't racist. The intent was to be funny.
I really hope that you take up for me like this one day.
I will,
because
I know you. If I know you, I can defend your...
I want you to give that same energy.
I can defend your heart if I know what your heart is.
All right.
You know what I mean?
All right. Who's your closest industry friend?
This guy named Duval Clear. He's a wonderful human.
Listen, because I was going to ask you a follow-up question, and I don't really see that fitting for him. I was going to ask you, who would you say, who could you borrow $500,000 from and say, and that wouldn't be Duval Clear.
Nobody.
All right, listen.
DJ AV.
Who could you borrow?
I couldn't even borrow $500,000 followers of him.
dollars from and say that you good for that. I'm gonna give it back to you next month. Who's that one person?
I really don't think I have any friends like that.
Are you serious?
You know what it is? I keep everybody that I grew up with and people, the people around me are people that I want to be around because I like them and respect them as humans. And the industry people are very
industry.
Mm-hmm. And I don't take them for friendship. I take them for, it's like a colleague.
I hear you.
I have a lot of friends that like colleague type friends like
but
that.
But like, I'm talking about somebody that you could pick up the phone with and be like.
Nobody.
I don't believe you.
None of my friends have money. I'm the one.
No, well, no celebrity. You can have a celebrity friend.
I have some
that
celebrity
no
friends.
Money.
But I.
No,
none of,
not acquaintance.
I don't have anybody close like that.
Oh.
In the business. That's why. Now, honestly, that's why I don't. That's why nobody in the industry really fucks with me because.
Because you
don't.
I
can't
ass.
Be fake with them.
I feel you.
I can't like play the fake game, and I watch them do it. And I'm like, this is hilarious. Mm-hmm. Oh man, why haven't we hung out in a long time, man? Where you been? I live around the corner from you, motherfucker. What do you?
I feel you.
Like, what do you mean? Where have I been? Take my number. Take the number. Call them 6 months later. Number's changed.
Right.
Anybody got so and so's new number? No. Can I? Can you get it for me? I'll try. Yeah, I'm like, well, no. If you really wanted to be my friend, you would have texted me and say, hey, man, changing my number.
I feel you.
You know, so it's one of those things.
Your first $1 million, what did you buy?
House in Hollywood Hills and a car and a watch.
What kind of car was it?
A used Porsche Cayenne Turbo.
Oh, interesting.
It was smart, frugal.
It was smart. What'd you buy your mom?
I paid my mom's mortgage off. Mm-hmm. And then I offered to buy her a bigger house.
She wouldn't leave,
I wanted
right?
to buy her a house that was fully detached.
Right.
Because she lives in a semi-detached house. Okay. So it's a house with two houses in it, right? And
she wouldn't?
No. She was like, no, I like this house. I'm aww. Like, all right. I go, well, what? And then I finished her basement for her because she had an unfinished basement. Mm-hmm. And she wanted a bar in the basement because my dad because my dad always wanted a bar. Okay. I'm like, but mom, you don't drink. She goes, no, but it's for your father. And I'm like, but you know, he's not here. And
aww.
So I still built her a bar in mm-hmm. the basement.
Maybe she wanted to turn up with her friends or something.
She can as much as she wants. And then I add an extension on the back of the house for her to
very nice.
Like a sunroom.
Mm-hmm. She must be very proud of you.
Yeah, she's a good kid.
How many breast augmentations have you purchased?
Two. Or just four. Do you go by per breast or per
no,
set?
No, by set.
Oh, two.
Oh, my God. Just two?
Yeah. What is this, a booby trap?
I don't know. That was cute. I like that. That was good, Russell. This guy. He's a piece of work. So, I learned some things about you.
Learn on, son.
And one thing that really shocked me is that I never knew that you were married.
Yep. Once.
But why did you say once? Like I was expecting multiple marriages
once
or something.
For 11 months.
What happened?
Oh, no, 14 months. What am I saying? 14 months.
Okay. What happened? Why didn't it work out?
You know.
You were unfaithful.
No, actually I wasn't. I was accused of being unfaithful. And then I was like, fuck, am I getting accused of being unfaithful if I'm not being unfaithful?
So now I'm going to be unfaithful.
And then I was like, hey, fuck it.
If
I'm guilty of a crime I didn't commit, I might as well commit the damn crime.
You are so
especially when the crime
it.
Is enjoyable.
Oh, what was the straw that broke the camel's back? Why did it?
Why does that be a camel? Because I'm Indian? You didn't hear me make one watermelon reference this entire time. Why you got to make
but
a
you did
camel?
Talk about us being chickens.
Eating them. Eating chickens.
What happened? Why was it finito?
It wasn't good from the start.
Oh, brother.
I didn't know her very well when I married her. I knew her 8 months when I married her.
Right.
But I knocked her up.
Why did you feel like that was the necessary thing to do?
I don't know. I thought I'd be a gentleman about it. I'm a little
that
old
makes
school.
No sense.
You know what? We were happy at the time. And I was like, you know what? I wanted a baby. So I knew what I was doing when I got her pregnant. I wanted a baby.
Right.
And then she told me she was pregnant. I was like excited as hell. And I was like, oh my God, let's get married. Let's make this the best. Let's make a life out of this.
Right.
It just didn't work. You know, she was a different... She is who she is.
Her name is Miss Monica Diaz, and I said Diaz. Oh,
yeah.
Latina.
I do have a thing for that. Yes.
Oh,
that's a problem.
I didn't know. Well, I'll tell you one thing. She gave you a beautiful daughter.
I do. My daughter's pretty good.
She gave you a beautiful daughter.
I do love my kid.
How old is your daughter now?
7 and a half. Okay. Second grade. Thugging it out right here, B.
Is she spoiled?
Yes.
She should be.
She should be, but I need her to... I don't know when the right age to introduce, like, earning. Like,
it's not now.
It's not yet?
No.
No. Like, I need
let her...
Let
her enjoy her childhood.
Yeah. I need her to understand, like, you got to earn these things.
Okay,
to,
can, she got time for
because things just show up for her.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be.
I know, but I never had that. And that's the problem. That's the problem with our generation of parenting.
Listen, let me
because
tell you
we suffered, and we didn't like that feeling, and we don't want our kids to feel like
listen,
that.
Listen, I'll put it
but
to you
then we
like
realized
this.
How important it was and necessary for us.
I feel you, but I feel like this. If I had more, she'd have more. And that's it. That's just that's just the way it goes. That's the luxury of having you as a parent.
Yeah, I mean,
she got lucky.
Yeah, and I have no problem. I'm an enabler because I look at it the same way. I'm like, well, I don't see why we can't do that.
Right.
It's only $40, and I'm like,
right.
And I'm gonna go and be a jerk and buy a $30,000 watch. So
why
really,
not?
The $40 stuffy is not a big deal, you know.
I feel you. How do you feel about the institution of marriage? Period. Do you think that that's for you, or is that something that's not for you? Because I know you're a comedian. You live that rock star lifestyle.
I do. I'm a big fan of vaginas. And welcome to the LaShoke Show. And
do you like being married, Russell?
No, I don't think it's for me.
No?
No.
Well, let me tell you what else I heard.
What'd you hear?
Before you got married, mm-hmm. you were in a relationship mm-hmm. with an actress slash model
of an adult industry type of
slash porn star.
Yes, yes.
How, well, how, what,
She was.
Who this woman, Harpo?
That was Sunny Leone.
Okay.
And
you couldn't possibly think that this was going to work.
Let me tell you something. She was probably the one of the nicest girls I ever dated in my life. She's a genuinely a sweet person.
Okay, I don't knock that.
And she, when I was dating her, she only did girl movies. And that, to me, was like the loophole.
Okay, let me just say
this. To keep it out of the poop hole.
Wait. Hold. Time out. Let me say this. Why do men think it's okay for girls to do...
Hallway to hallway?
Right. Like, the guys are usually the ones that say, yo, I got this idea, yo. I was thinking about, yo, let's do this threesome. And it's so good unless... The third person is a girl. Why is it not okay if the third person is a guy?
Because that's a train.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. One of them is the caboose. And one of them's in your caboose.
So, just for the record, just so I'm clear.
Well, you are. Interesting fact, on a side note, in Armenian, clear means penis. Carry on.
So I'm a penis? Is that what you said?
Well, he is. You're a penis by marriage.
So, threesomes are okay by you if it's okay with girl and girl. That's okay. That's acceptable.
We never had any when we were together. That was her job. So we broke up because she had re-signed to do dudes. Now, if she was doing dudes when I met her, then I would have no problem with it. But I was like, well...
What difference did it make?
Well, here's the difference it made. I'm like, well, we're together. We're happy. You don't really need to be doing that business anymore because daddy's making a lot of money.
But maybe that's what she liked to do in her spare time.
No, she didn't want to do it anymore. Uh-huh. But she was one of those very... She was like, I signed the contract. I got to do it. And I'm like, don't do it. You don't have to do it. It's rape if you don't want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you can't force a woman to do anything, like, as far as I'm concerned. It really is. Like, if you don't want to do it, and then, like, you got to do it, like, well, that's kind of rape.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe inside she really wanted to do it and get her freak on.
Sure, if that's what she wanted. But she got drunk one night, and she was crying and telling me how she didn't want to do it, and she doesn't want to lose me. And I'm like, well, then don't do it. And then she was like, but it's just work. And I'm like, it's not just work. And she goes, it really is. I don't look at it as anything else but work. And I go, let me break it down for you. When most women come home from a hard day at work, mm-hmm. their feet are sore.
I don't know what you're gonna say.
I don't want to put an ice pack on your box.
You didn't feel like it, huh?
No. Mm. But really, a genuinely great woman. We don't talk anymore. She's married now. She married the guy that she ended up dating after me.
Oh, so she did eventually stop.
Yeah, she stopped, and she married a guy, and she moved to India, and now she's like this huge star.
Really?
A massive star in India.
That could have been this power couple.
No, because I don't think it would have worked out like that. I think she needed to go the route she went.
So she's Indian?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. Just let me tell you, the sweetest girl in the world. Really? I wish I could have something bad to say about her. I have nothing bad to say about her.
Oh, okay. Well, just for the record, I saw her and she's hot.
She's quite beautiful.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
And so nice. Like, that's the trippy part.
All right, we get it. She's nice. She's nice. All right. Now, what would your mom say if you brought home a woman that looked like me? I see that you did a Latina.
A black girl, you mean?
Yeah.
I've brought home black girls before.
Really?
My first was a black girl.
First what? First?
First.
Really?
Yeah.
And what was that like?
Mixed girl. Black and black.
That
and white.
Doesn't count.
You know.
That doesn't count.
Green eyes. I'm talking very about cute.
100% black girl.
When I was 14, my girlfriend was black.
That was a long.
She was blacker than you.
Yeah, that's good.
She was about AV's blackness.
That's black.
Yeah. If this was a black scale in the room, AV's at the opposite end of it. So
but it, your
not
mom
as good
would
of a
cool
beard as AV, but yeah, I mean, she doesn't care.
No,
they, okay. All growing up, that's all they knew.
Do you think that you want to have more kids?
I don't.
Why?
Do you?
I would love to have had another.
No.
But it's a little late for me. He's empty on water.
I get some more water, please?
Can you get him some water? Because you're just sitting there and ain't doing nothing. The water thing is right there. Please.
Please,
thank
Alvel.
You.
Back with a vengeance. Thank you, sir.
Tell me
they
about...
They had me in a basement and drowned me in... dehydrated me.
Tell me about you with your love for boxing.
My love for boxing is it's a genuine love. I did it for...
For protection reasons.
I did it to learn how to fight, and then I just fell in love with the sport. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my friends... most of my friends are people from things that I love. So comics, fighters, rappers, DJs. Mm-hmm. So that's basically my world. I train jiu-jitsu now. I've been doing it 2.5 years.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a blue belt.
Do they have, like, the top black belt, like...
I train with one of the best guys to have ever done it.
But is the black belt the highest belt you can reach?
No. Oh. The black belt is high, but you get it under somebody.
I understand.
So I train with a guy named Jean-Jacques Machado, who is one of the best to have ever done jiu-jitsu in the world.
Oh.
And he's a coral belt.
What does that mean?
You get to black, and then you get stripes on your black belt. And then eventually, after 35 years or 30 years... you are eligible to get a coral belt.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
And you the coral belt is black, red, black, white, red, black, white, red, black, white, red, black, white, red.
You plan on putting all them years in that?
I at least want to get my black belt for sure. So that's about a 12-year journey. Easily.
Did you take this martial art because you got beef? Because I heard you got beef.
With who? I don't have no beef.
Somebody told me that Trevor Noah wants to see you on something.
Good luck. Good luck to that guy. Good luck to any of those guys. Come see me if that's what you want. If you're having trouble sleeping, come see me.
Trevor Noah said he want to see you on something. Yeah, is that true?
Good luck, kid.
What happened with that?
It's just, you know, it's dead. I deaded it.
No, it's not dead. It's alive. You know why? Because I heard he was stealing jokes. Is that
yeah,
true or what?
Yeah, of course he was. But.
And so you stepped to the dude or what?
No, I haven't seen him.
Will you?
I have a temper, so I won't.
It's not
and because here's the thing, he's the popular kid in school right now.
Mm.
And if you are not the popular kid and you step to him, you look like the bitter guy who
the
lost.
Bully?
You do look like the bully, mm-hmm. and you look like the guy who lost position and is trying to get it back.
Right.
And that's not my issue at all. So I'm kind of like, well, we got to chalk this one up to the, we got to write to the game, write it off to the game, and then.
Maybe I was thinking y'all could do something like the Logan Paul in the.
Yeah, I would kill him. That's no good. I would beat the dog shit out of him. He wouldn't have a chance in hell. That's
I'm
not,
just saying.
And I'm 48 years old. There's no way. And he's in his 30s. He would still get his ass whooped. It's not a viable option for him. That's, again, a bully move.
So isn't no chance that me and Clayton could, you know, try to get this pay-per-view?
You could try, but I think I outweigh him by about 80 pounds, too. So I don't think any of it works out well for anybody.
What's your three favorite boxers?
Of all time?
Of all time.
Jack Johnson's definitely my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar Ray Robinson.
Mm.
And I would go with it's a toss-up between Lennox Lewis and Mike Tyson. And Mike and I are good friends, and Lennox and I grew up together.
Isn't that something, like, all of your people that you admired and revered, like, this stuff becomes a reality?
It's very bizarre. I'm telling you, I walk in your house, and I see his first album cassette sitting on your living room, and I have that record at home. I remember the day I bought it.
Like, this is, like, truly an amazing ride for you, don't you
agree? Every part of this is great.
Yo, I'm just saying, like, is there somebody that you absolutely, like, revere that is living, of course, that you haven't met yet?
Yes, I would love to sit down and have dinner with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Who is that?
He's an astrophysicist. Black dude. He's from the Bronx.
Okay.
He runs the, he's the head of the, what's the planetarium in New York? The
botanical?
No, hey, what's it called? Hey, what's it called? Offhand, the name's not coming.
Anybody in hip hop?
No, I'm really lucky to have met everybody and befriended everybody that I loved. You know, like to know that I could literally text anybody from the Juice
Ain't
crew.
That something?
literally, no, but like for me, that's a big deal. Like,
right.
To a lot of people, they're like, huh? Hayden Planetarium, that's what it is. He's the director for the Hayden Planetarium.
Oh, okay.
And Neil deGrasse Tyson.
So in addition to stand-up, I have to mention that you've been in dozens of films.
Mm-hmm.
Twice the amount of television shows.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I checked out
Should be honest with you, I don't even know my record in that. It happens so sporadically that you actually forget that you've done things.
Yeah, you got pretty an extensive resume. You completed 5 worldwide tours, not including the one presently.
This is the 6th one, yeah.
Yep, Deported, which we, of course, had the pleasure of seeing.
I'm so happy you guys came, and it was raining.
Yo,
that was even more of a trip that everybody showed up and stayed.
That venue was crazy, though, like not letting no umbrellas in there. Like,
oh,
what
yeah,
the hell?
And then they sold you a poncho for $5.
Can you believe that?
That's some bullshit.
Did you get a cut of that?
No, they must have made at least $40,000 to $50,000 in ponchos.
Ain't that
night.
A motherfucker?
Yeah.
You supposed to have got a cut of that.
You would think so.
Or but anyway.
Give me a soft drink cut.
We had the pleasure of seeing it. It was super, super hilarious. Also, in addition to that, you put out an autobiography.
10 years ago. Eight years ago.
Titled Call Me Russell.
Mm-hmm.
You've been nominated for 15 awards. You won 5. Most recently for Hip Hop Evolution, which mm-hmm. I didn't even know that you had a part of.
I was executive producer.
That's a pretty big deal for all who don't know about Hip Hop Evolution.
Did you do it, Ace? That's cool.
No, that's not cool. You didn't ask him. A 4-part music documentary series. Can we see this on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay. We also did the Indian Detective.
I did do
it. Where did you do that?
We shot that in South Africa.
Really?
Cape Town.
What kind of experience was that?
It was fun, man. I had a really good time doing that one.
Oh, okay.
I was there for 2.5 months.
How many parts?
4 many? Episodes.
Oh, it was just 4. 4.
Because we thought there was going to be a second season. They wanted 8 in the second season. We're like so excited. Because the first one was just supposed to be a short run. And then it never happened the second season yet.
Well, you got an award for the Hip Hop Evolution.
Got
at
a Peabody.
Was it? International Emmys? You got that?
We got an Emmy. I haven't received it yet, and it's been over a year.
All right. Well, who gonna make that call?
We're waiting. Like literally, I call the producer and director Darby, and I'm like, Darby, where's this Emmy? And he's like, we're waiting, dude. We're still waiting. I'm like, we got the Peabody right away.
I gotta mention your tours. I have to mention them. They're super, super funny. You could catch them. Well, we could still buy them, right?
What, yeah, tickets?
No, I'm talking about the DVDs. Can we buy those?
I think so. Do they still make them?
I don't know. I'm asking you. I know that I saw someone on YouTube, quite hilarious. Outsourced came out in 2006.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, Red, White, and Brown.
2008.
Yep. The Green Card Tour.
11.
Notorious.
Shot it in 10.
Notorious was in 2000.
13.
Yep, and my personal favorite was Almost Famous.
Oh, you like that one?
That one's funny, yo.
Nice. My personal favorite out of those is Red, White, and Brown.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I was in a really good place. It was a different me. I was happy.
That when you was with the porn star?
It really was, actually. Literally, I was still with her then.
I don't know. For some reason, you just lit up when you said.
She had just left town 2 days before I shot. She was with me in New York.
So you were feeling good?
I was feeling good about everything.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah, it was a good time. 10 years ago.
Mm.
10 years will really change
you. Do you think you'll ever come to get that happy again?
No.
What the hell? Why do you say that?
It's a different type of happy. It's a different type. It's a very youthful happy, that one.
You're still youthful.
Yeah, no, I'm still youthful, but it's like you were completely carefree. I don't know. You know, I have a child now. You know what I mean? So your happiness is still there, but it's a different... It can't be as self-centered happy as it once was, because you got to think about somebody else. So decisions can't be made as loosey-goosey as they once were. You know, I'm sure when you get offered dates, you're like, what am I going to miss of my kids? Am I going to miss this of hers? I can't do it because I don't want to miss that. And then you're like, I need the money. You know, same thing. It's a whole debate that goes on in your head. But you
don't need the money.
Yeah, you always need the money. Especially when you live beyond your means. I try to live at a certain level, and then you go, fuck, I got to maintain this now.
Yeah, I hear you. That's true, though.
Yeah.
So now you're currently on the Deported Tour.
Yes.
Where you're doing half of it here in America, and you're going to do the other half in your home in Canada, correct?
Yeah.
How many?
But then we still got Middle East to do.
Right. You still got a few more dates. How many countries would you say you've been to?
Ugh. So far in this tour?
Mm-mm. Ever.
Oh. It's easier to
I'm
say.
I'm boring?
No, I'm just tired.
Oh.
I flew in. And I'm stretching. We're in a basement, goddammit.
Are you warm?
Yeah, it's hot.
All right. Unfortunately, we can't put the air on.
No, we can't. Don't worry about all that. All right. Don't trip, chocolate chip. We...
That was racist.
I believe I'm a little more chocolatey than you.
No, you are not.
We are probably equally chocolate. We are equi-choc.
All right, go.
South America is the only continent I haven't performed in.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We're talking about...
And maybe Antarctica. Not maybe, definitely Antarctica. I performed in Greenland. So
there's almost freaking what? 200 countries, right? No,
there's more than that.
More than 200 countries?
How many continents are there?
It's way more than 200
Seven?
Countries. How many countries are there?
Tori, we're going to go continental.
Oh my God.
Go with the continents instead. It's easier.
Well, and those are the only two you've never
performed in.
Do you? Well, what's up, Clayton?
Well, South America, they don't really speak much English, so I don't think that's going to happen. I do get calls now, though, from Brazil that they want to see me in Brazil. And I'm scared to death to go to Brazil.
Why?
Because I will probably never come home.
That is not
the case. I train Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And I love big asses on women. And
that is
my mecca.
That's your weakness.
Yeah.
Are you taking care of your body? Like, I know you do whatever it is.
Yep.
I know you do your box, right?
Mm-hmm.
But do you like have a workout regimen?
When I'm on the road, if I can't train, I have a yoga ball and weights in my room. So I just do my little sit-ups
do my little dumbbells. Use it?
Yeah. I walk around them quite
a bit.
What
is it that you don't eat?
Liver.
You eat
pork? I
eat
everything. Yeah, I eat pork.
You in 2018, you still eating pork?
Yeah, it's not 18 BC.
Get him.
It's not 18 BC. It's 2018.
I know.
You know why people stopped eating pork back? Let me tell you this.
All right, here we go.
I don't know if people know this or not, but Muslims used to eat pork back in the day.
He's banging the table. You're not saying nothing.
Muslims used to eat pork back in the day. And the reason they stopped was because there was no refrigeration and somebody tried to eat the next day and it went bad and they died. So they were like, this is not good. This animal is going to kill. So they immediately blackballed the pig.
I don't think that.
And other people followed suit. They were like, it wasn't cooked properly. And then they died because it was half and it went bad overnight.
Okay. I won't believe that. Do you cook at all?
Not in any way where I could brag about it. I can make myself breakfast.
Okay.
I could scramble up some eggs.
That's it?
Some bacon.
What about a steak? Like, you can't hook that up?
I could, but I feel like I would wait. I would probably burn it, and I like my steak medium rare.
So you're telling me that you eat out pretty much every day?
That is correct.
That's unhealthy.
No, I don't eat at McDonald's every day. I go to nice places.
Okay. And you're getting your greens?
Yeah.
Okay. When you go home to mommy's house, what's the one dish that you like her to make you?
It depends on what I'm feeling, but my mom has some great things that she can make.
Nothing in particular?
It's all Indian based.
I know, but I mean,
it might be chicken curry and tomato rice, more than likely.
All right, quick. Curry or fried? You like curry better? Chicken.
Fried chicken or curry?
Yeah.
I like KFC. I know.
That's not good. I mean, at least eat Popeyes.
No, I don't like Popeyes.
KFC is too greasy.
You can put a wrap it around a napkin and drain that out. I can't do either of them too often because of the acid reflux.
Right.
So I, sparingly will do one or the other.
All right, but the next time you have fried chicken, can you come here?
Do you spice it up and make it taste good?
If you want it spicy, I'll make it spicy.
Not spicy, but tasty.
Everything I make is tasty.
Okay, slow down, kid. Slow down.
Just don't call me chocolate chip again. All right, now listen. I want to play a little game with you.
Okay.
You like to have fun, don't you?
Oh, shit. Ace, they're calling you upstairs.
So what I did was I just took a couple of your tour titles.
Mm-hmm.
I threw them in the multiple choice questions. Mm-hmm. And you just pick whatever you see is best fit, all right?
Okay.
All right. With all of the beautiful women that you've dated,
mm-hmm.
all qualities permitted,
mm-hmm.
would you say that you are A, open to all races,
mm-hmm.
B, just stick with the Indians,
mm-hmm.
or C, explore the red, the white, and the brown?
Eh. If I explore the red, white, and brown, wouldn't that make me open to all races?
Well, actually, it's just the red, the white, and the brown. There's
so it leaves other... out the the racist yellow? Is that what you were going to say?
That was racist.
Yeah, that's why I said the racist yellow term.
Why are you trying to make me look like a racist?
Hey, you just
when
did
that
it.
Would be you.
I think you're mirroring right now.
Am I?
Yeah. You're deflecting, lady.
Is lipstick on my teeth?
Let me see. No, you're good.
Okay.
It's on your straw.
All right, that's cool. All right, number two.
Open to all races.
All right, cool. Now the red, the white, and the brown.
No, because that doesn't include all of them. Cause,
oh my God, cause if I
it's,
can't breathe.
Hey, listen to me. If it's red, I'm not going in the brown. Ain't that white.
Number two. In this comedy game, do you think that you are A, underrated? Do you think that you're B, underappreciated? Or do you think that you're C, notorious?
I would have said I'm almost famous. See what I would have done there? Well, never mind.
Which one would you say, A, B, or C?
I would say notorious.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And lastly, they got this podcast, right? It's called Lachey Show.
Never heard of it.
No?
I hear good things, though.
The work that Lachey and JF does on a weekly basis.
By the way, where is JF?
He's around.
Okay.
Do you think that A, they're almost rich? Matter of fact, JF's rich, so that doesn't count.
Is he?
Yeah, he's rich. B, almost successful, or would you say C, almost famous?
I see what you did there.
You like that?
I'm gonna go with almost famous.
You think?
Yeah.
I really wish you would have said almost all three.
There was no multiple choice answer. There was no D, all of the above.
No.
No.
Well, you could have just made up your own rule like you
and
always
I can't
do.
Offer
you do
you
what
the,
you want to do
I,
anyway.
I can't offer you the D. So.
Oh, my God. Listen, all I got to say is that the past 30 years has been... I'm proud of you. I'm proud to say that I know you. I'm proud to say that you're here. I'm overwhelmed. I wish you an additional 30 years of success. I think that you're super, super deserving.
Well, thank you.
Really nice person you got that you are. And all I can say again is thank you. For everybody who needs to follow or wants to follow Russell and wants to get a really good laugh, Russell Peters will be at Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut this Friday coming up.
August 31st.
August 31st. You're also going to be in Chicago.
September 14th.
I should be getting paid for this.
I'm more impressed that I remember the dates.
North Carolina.
September 16th.
Oh, impressive. And Atlanta.
Shortly after that.
September 20th.
That's the date.
It's a lot of big booties in Atlanta.
Yeah, but some of them belong to dudes, so that's weird. So Atlanta's one of those places where if you don't know exactly what the plumbing is, don't really bother.
You gonna leave Atlanta alone?
I'm gonna leave Atlanta alone. But there'll be a lot of big names will be in the building that night.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Some of the Juice Crew, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yep. Shan will be there.
Is Ace gonna be there?
I don't know. Are you in town in Atlanta?
He can be.
Greg Nice will be there.
Okay. What about Master Ace?
Well, Master Ace, would you like to be there? You Brainiac Dum Dum. Yeah, those people live there. That's why.
Okay.
I'm not flying them in. T-Pain will be there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he'll be there. He lives there. So, matter of fact, I FaceTimed with him yesterday. Oh. It was my first time meeting him.
Really?
It turns out he's a big fan.
Not for nothing, but I think he's dope.
Yeah, I didn't realize the songs I knew of his till somebody said, oh my God, did you sing this to him? I didn't know his music until I realized I knew his music.
All right, well.
I just knew his name.
Okay.
I kept calling him Tyrone Payne. Turns out that's not his name, guys.
Was also racist.
It stands for Tallahassee Pain, in case you're wondering.
Where can we find you on social media?
Instagram at Russell Peters. Twitter at The Real Russell P.
You on Facebook at all?
There's a page, but I'm not really that involved with it.
Oh, okay.
It's like a fan page. Okay. And
what about
I don't
Snap?
Like calling people fans, because to me it seems
He never liked that term.
I don't like that term either. I consider them friends because I feel like they've taken the time.
How about supporters?
Supporters, friends.
Everybody's not your friend.
Well, it's true. Lachey.
Thank you, Russell Peters. Thank you. Truly, truly a gem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is my music ready?
Damn, son.
I don't hear nothing. Bye. Oh, thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for listening and watching. And, of course, Lachey Show. You already know where to find us. Facebook. Yo, they do. They watch all the time.
Both your listeners will be listening. I'm just kidding.
Can I throw this water at you?
Absolutely.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, WhoMag Multimedia, iTunes, Mixcloud. We won a Mixcloud Award in 2016 for Best Online Podcast.
That's a good thing.
Am I forgetting anything else, Ike? That's it? Lachey Show, y'all. Thanks.